Oops, Una, this is everybody.
Hey guys.
There's a 17 minutes. Have fun.
Hey guys, you guys were so cute in the movie.
Thank you.
But you're actually cuter here. So could you talk a little bit about like how you guys were like not intimidated by all the stunt work you did and all the emotion you guys put in on the big screen with such a big movie?
For the stunt work, I mean, we had, we did some pre-production stuff for like 2 weeks and before we started to film, and it was really cool. We did like rock climbing gyms. We had this place called the Adrenaline Forest. We went to gymnastics places, and we learned how to be safe and do all sorts of things. We had like movement coaches, Jed Brophy, and there was a lot of cool people who were stunties, and we learned to really trust them, and that's one of the reasons why we were not intimidated by the stunt work, because we knew someone was with the other on the other side of the wire, and we were always safe.
So we definitely had time to prepare and, like, rehearse, which is, I mean, for me, that I've never really, like, because I've done a lot of, like, independent films and stuff, so we don't always have that rehearsal time, but it was great that we did and that we could, you know, we get comfortable with everything. So, yeah, and, I mean, it was a new, I mean, for me, at least, it was a new experience. So, I mean, I was just really excited. I didn't know what to expect, but, I was so happy to be in a Disney film and to be in like such a great community of people, and yeah, it was awesome.
It's always really cool doing film and theater. I personally like film a little bit more. I prefer film and TV.
Have you thought about your retirement yet?
How was it to work with Robert Redford? Do you know who he was?
I knew a little bit about him. Like, I knew that he was the creator of Sundance Film Festival, obviously. Not much other than that. I mean, I maybe seen one or two of his films. I just hadn't really known who he was, and he's so nice and just a big inspiration.
Yeah, I didn't really. I mean, I feel really ashamed to say this, but I didn't really know who he was. I mean, my parents did, but not me.
Same, yeah. My parents would be like,
yeah.
Oh, that's so cool. That's so cool.
When they heard, they were like, oh my gosh, that's so cool. I'm like, okay, I don't know. But, yeah, I mean, when I met him, though, he's the nicest person, and I mean, I feel really lucky to have met him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My question is, why do you think your characters, like, instantly connect as soon as you guys see each other?
Because at least Pete, he's very curious about, everything around him, and he's seeing these humans for the first time, and then he sees someone his own age, and I think that makes him almost relate to her in the way that he's the same age, but he still kind of thinks that he's 5 years old, because he knows that he was 4 when he was lost, and he's thinking, I think 5's the next number. That's what he's thinking. 5, that's how old I probably am, but he's 10.
And so. Natalie was like real. I mean, I think that Natalie as a character was really welcoming towards him, and it was like, you know, almost like a friend to him and helping him through this wild experience. I mean, he's never been, well, I mean, he has, obviously, but for, like, 6 years, he's just been out in the forest, so he doesn't really know much about the real world and stuff, so I think she kind of helps him through that journey.
And he learns a lot from Natalie, and he really, I think, finds a friend in her.
Yeah. Really came off like, Natalie really wants a little brother.
I mean, exactly.
She wants a little brother in real life.
In real life, I think.
Live imitating art.
So what was it hard to act to something that wasn't there, to imagine Elliot?
Yeah. Beginning it was hard. But it became easier over the course of January through May. it came easier every little bit. And I mean, I now feel like I know Elliot, but I don't. I mean, he's a dragon that's made by a computer, but we would have basically like some sort of rough eye line or something to be him, or like a wireframe head of Elliot.
I guess it was like, I mean, it was hard because we really had to use our imaginations for a lot of it. But I mean, over time, I guess we just kind of got used to it and had to harness those emotions through other things and stuff, and just imagine that he was there and that, oh my God, a dragon, like, you know, that. And now it's like, this is my best friend. it's air.
Either one of you seen the animated version?
It was completely different. And I mean, I had not seen it before I filmed this one. And I didn't want to get anything in my head that this was Pete and this was Elliot. They're completely different. And the only two similarities in that film and this film is that there's a boy named Pete and a dragon named Elliot. So it's really, I've seen the film now twice, but I didn't see it for a good bit of time.
Yeah, I didn't either.
You talked about being excited to be in a Disney movie. What's your relationship with Disney growing up, and what's your favorite Disney movie so far?
I like all the animated films, like the old animation, which is like Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, or the Jungle Book, like the old one. I like the new Jungle Book. And I like the BFG, I haven't seen it yet. But it seems like something I would like.
I mean, Disney was my childhood, and it still is my childhood, so, I mean,
now it's
even
more.
Yeah, even more. Exactly. And, yeah, I've seen almost all the Disney films. I mean, I love High School Musical. I mean, I've seen it so many times, and it's like, it's great. I love Disney, and I feel so lucky that I got to be in an actual Disney movie. I mean,
yeah, it was really cool getting to know all the Disney people, and it's really, really cool.
What was the most fun of shooting? You guys are kids, no matter what. As amazing of actors as you are in the film, you guys are amazing in
Thank
the film.
You.
But what was the most fun that you had on the set filming?
The stunts. Stunts were very fun. Because we got to do all of our own stunts. Yeah. So when I heard that I was doing all my own stunts, I was like, I was really, really excited. And
I mean, I've never done it before, and the stunts before, and it was so awesome. It was a new experience, but it was so exciting it was less work and more like it was just like so much fun. I mean, I actually enjoyed falling out of a tree, which doesn't really make any sense.
Very fun.
It was very fun.
And it was just also meeting all these really cool people. And I mean, all the crew is New Zealanders, pretty much. And it was really cool getting to know all these people and
our doubles too.
Yeah, we had doubles. I had three doubles, and I think
I had three doubles too.
We had a lot of people looking after us, and we really got to know our doubles. I had Oliver, Ollie, and Ben.
Yeah, and I had Mia and Elle and Ruby. So, I mean, it was like we were our own squad. It was awesome.
it was fun getting to know them and they were just normal kids, and they had never done anything like this, and it was really, really cool for them as well. So, yeah.
How did you come up with your howl? I thought you did a really good job with your barking, howling.
I mean, I just let it rip. Good answer.
Okay.
How are you doing with the school, and what do your friends say about your job?
Yeah. I mean, all my friends are really, they really are happy for me, and I think some of them might be jealous. When I get to see them, I'm very thankful because I have a lot of friends back home, but I don't get to see them all that much because I halfway live in Pennsylvania with all my friends and halfway live on a film set pretty much. Yeah. We have a tutor on set.
Yes.
And we bring our schoolwork from home, or if you were homeschooled, that's what you do. You bring your schoolwork there, and the tutor helps you out with all of that, and that's pretty much all it is.
Yeah.
It's just like the tutor's your homeroom teacher.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like back in elementary school.
Yeah. My friends, I mean, I think my real friends, I think, know that this is something I do and it's pretty cool, but, you know, it's not a big deal. Some of the other kids in my school are like, wait a second, you were in Peach Dragon and Southpaw, and I'm like, yeah, I was, and you know, I mean, it's normal, but yeah, my friends are just like, this is pretty cool. Una's in a couple movies. Yeah, I'm friends with movie stars.
Yeah, I mean,
so
most of my friends have gotten used to it, and they're just, they are. I come back to home and I just be a normal kid. So yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite part of the movie? A favorite scene or anything?
Favorite scene. I like all the emotional scenes with Elliot, as well as I got to watch like the whole car pile up, and that was fun. Like, I was watching on the sidelines because obviously the bridge was CG, but the whole car pile up, that was all real. That was actually all real, how that all, like, the whole pileup and the cars were getting smashed and dented, and that was really happening.
Yeah. I think my favorite scene is the car chase, I think. I think that was really fun.
And,
I mean, even though it wasn't an actual car chase, like, once I actually saw it on screen, I mean, it's amazing how... When, like, literally we were just in this truck, and it wasn't even moving, it's just a green screen, and how I felt, I mean, when I was doing it, I felt kind of stupid, because I was like, in my seat, it was really great, but when I actually saw it, it made so much sense, and it was so cool to see how it got put together and stuff.
It was really cool seeing all of that, as well as my other favorite would probably be flying, all the flying scenes. That was pretty cool.
Is it weird, listening to people, like, old people like me, you know, saying this is a classic when, like, it's probably new to a lot of people. It's like Pete's Dragon. It's a new, totally new idea. But then you're getting people like me going, that you're part of a classic. Is that strange?
It's not a classic. That's the thing. It is. It's a new thing. I mean, it's completely different than the old one. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people were expecting it to be the same, and it's nothing like it.
Una, you're in Bad Moms
yes.
as well, so
yeah,
how
yeah.
is
yeah.
that different from being in this one?
It was really different. First of all, it was not Disney-friendly on Bad Moms.
It's blocked your ears a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, exactly. So different, but they were both experiences in itself, and yeah, I enjoyed every part of both of them, so yeah.
How old are you?
I'm 13.
And how long have you been acting?
I started when I was 7, so.
Oh, what about you?
I'm 11, and I started when I was 5.
Wow. Cool.
Do you have more Disney movies coming up?
No more Disney movies,
yeah,
but I have a movie coming out called Wonderstruck. It will not coming out, but it'll we just wrapped, and That's with Julianne Moore, and it's directed by Todd Haynes.
What was the audition and casting process for you guys like?
I had 4 auditions, and the first one I taped on my iMac, and I was like, there's probably no way that I'm going to get this. Then I got the call back, and I was like, nice. Then I went in, I met David, and I, And then I had my 3rd audition, which was a screen test where I went up and saw David and the producers, and that was also pretty cool. Then I had what's called a chemistry test, which is the 4th one, and that I had before the chemistry test, I had, like, in the same day, I was with David building, like, pipes, with making traps, and then in the chemistry test, we had, because obviously Pete is building, like, stuff in the movie. He's built this treehouse, and then in the chemistry test, there was 3 girls up for the role of Natalie, and that they had gone through their own auditions, and Una, it was 2 other girls as well, and then we did some of the scenes, and
basically the same.
What was it like when you guys got the phone call saying you got the parts?
I was like
freaked out.
Wow. I mean, when I made it to the chemistry test, and even just the screen test, I was even if I had only made it that far, I would have been really proud of myself.
Yeah. I mean, it was always my dream as a kid to be in a Disney film. I mean, honestly, I had seen all the kids in there, and I was like, I want to be one of them. So it was just, I mean, it was surreal when I got the phone call. I was like, oh, my God. Mom, this is crazy.
The other day, I got to do the...
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Great job, guys.
Thank you for that movie.